don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
Welcome back, and thank you very much for sticking around. You're still listening to Adventist World Radio. Now we are into the third and final hour of the program with me, Naye Lupondwana. We do have Pastor Sichone, who is going to be talking to us about our daily focus for the week. It's day four. It's Thursday, and we're trying to get an understanding. Confession as a witness. Pastor Sichone, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
So I don't know what confession biblically is, but we are made to believe that confession isn't just personal. It can be an example of faith and action. So by openly admitting our struggles, we show others the power of God's grace. So how can we lead by example through confession and repentance and forgiveness? How do we do that?
How does our confession set an example for others? Okay, basically, I think the first thing we really need to do is first now look into some of the implications of confession. So now, the first thing is that confession implies that one is vulnerable. Number two, that one needs help at the end of the day. That's one thing we have to establish. So now, by openly displaying that attitude now, this shows actually it is a witness to other people. It is actually an open book for somebody to learn and for some people to learn something, something of humility and other things.
Why is it important for us to show humility and openness as part of our faith?
The issue is this. When we look at confession and showing humility, one thing we have to learn is this. Humanity is not self-sufficient because the goal is to attain the highest form of righteousness, and that highest form of righteousness is the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself, of which somebody or anybody cannot instigate that by their own will and power. So that can only be achieved when Christ comes in.
And how can we encourage others to be honest about their own journeys?
Because how can we encourage? Basically, we have to tell people to pray about it. It all goes back to the basic stuff.
Say that again, please.
Goes back to the basic stuff. We have to pray. We have to speak to people who have been in such situations to pray about it. And even us who have had certain experiences, we have to talk to the people who are having a hard time towards having humility and other things.
So what are some of the ways to discuss confession and repentance without judgment?
Actually, it all narrows down to the kind of language that one employs. And again, I'll also respond this question from a counseling perspective. From a counseling perspective, what tends to happen is that when your client comes in with a situation, basically, you as a counselor, you shut up and let the client speak.
Okay. So that's it?
Yeah. So when the client speaks, so basically it's just attitude. It's just the attitude that a human being needs to employ.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we need to have that, we do not necessarily need to look at the things that that individual has done, but we need to look at the things that individual has done with the heart of grace, with the heart of compassion at the end of the day.
Right. Finally, how can we support others as they take steps to grow in their own faith journeys?
How can we support others? Mm-hmm. Basically, I'll also give, I'm about to give some kind of illustration. I'll give an illustration. I'll just give a statement. Basically, from a counseling perspective, there's what they call group counseling. is what they call group counseling. This is a situation, this is whereby people who have similar problems now begin to pour out their problems. And by pouring out their situations and problems, discover that in that circle that people are pouring out their situations, there is a one or two who is either better off in another way, of which by knowing that they encourage each other in the same path.
Okay, I hear you. All right. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Thank you very much for your time. Let's talk again tomorrow as we finalize this conversation talking about the idea of confessions. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi, and Godspeed.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.